A Wisconsin man was fired by the Environmental Protection Agency for signing a letter opposing the Trump administration's rollbacks of regulations. Now he and others who were fired are suing. It's Tuesday, July 7th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, back in the spring, animal rights activists stormed a beagle breeding facility in Dane County twice. Now, charges have been filed against dozens of people related to one of those raids. And one of Wisconsin's biggest cities is hoping to tackle the issue of housing by converting some old farmland.
So things that are bigger than a single-family home, but not a full-on large apartment building.
Stay with us.
Hi there, it's Rachel Martin from NPR News. I am proud to work with stations around the country, including WPR, to bring you news that you can trust. We search out the backstory, give voice to the diversity of our nation, question along with you, and share moments of beauty, moments of joy. This comprehensive reporting is possible thanks to listener contributions. Be a part of this important work when you give at WPR.org. Thanks.
A Wisconsin man is among former employees of the Environmental Protection Agency who are suing federal regulators over their firings. As Danielle Kading reports, seven former staff members allege the agency violated their First Amendment rights.
Former EPA staff say the agency illegally dismissed them in retaliation for signing a letter of dissent. Last year, hundreds of current and former employees signed a letter opposing the Trump administration's policies as the EPA rolled back dozens of environmental regulations. Superior resident Alexander Cole is a former biologist with the EPA lab in Duluth who is challenging his termination. He says he didn't do anything wrong and wants to continue the agency's mission of protecting human health and the environment. Internal EPA records show agency staff found no ethics concerns and legal counsel advised against their firings. Nearly two dozen U.S. Senate Democrats have called on the agency to reinstate fired employees. An EPA spokesperson declined to comment due to pending litigation. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
More details are being released about the incident that led to the deaths of three children on Geneva Lake last Friday. The Geneva Lake Police Department says there were 10 people on board a 25-foot boat when a massive storm swept across the lake. The boat quickly took on water and was turned onto its side, throwing all 10 people into the water in dangerous conditions. Seven people were rescued, ranging in age from 6 to 75. Three children were trapped under the boat, which sank to the bottom of the lake. Divers rescued the children and began life-saving measures, but all three had already died. Those children were 6, 7, and 10 years old. The Geneva Lake Law Enforcement Agency and Department of Natural Resources are investigating the incident. The National Weather Service says wind gusts peaked between 90 and 100 miles per hour during the storm, which also uprooted trees and caused damage across Walworth County. The city of Lake Geneva issued a state of emergency and asked anyone with storm damage to call 211 to report it. 47 activists have been charged with felonies in connection with the raid on the Ridgeland Farms animal breeding facility back in March. Dane County prosecutors say the activists committed burglary and property damage, among other offenses, when they broke into Ridgeland Farms and removed beagles. Chris Carraway is an attorney with the Animal Activist Legal Defense Project at the University of Denver. He argues the activists were doing what law enforcement would not.
Dane County is spending so much of taxpayers' money to go after these activists for doing what was right, when if they had done a small percentage of the effort they're doing now, none of this would have happened.
Hundreds of activists also stormed the facilities in April. Charges have not yet been filed in that event. The Dane County District Attorney's Office and Sheriff's Office did not respond to WPR's requests for comment. Educators and lawmakers are working on a statewide plan to improve math education. This comes as fewer than half of Wisconsin students are proficient in math. Corrine Hess has more.
DPI is working with a regional group through the U.S. Department of Education to develop the plan. As part of that process, the agencies will reach out to school districts, higher education faculty, and others over the next several months. They say they are working on a scalable and practical approach to improving math teaching and learning. 3 years ago, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a sweeping reading law that changes how young children are taught to read. Republican lawmaker Joel Kitchens says he's working with DPI on possible legislation that would be similar to that legislation. For many years, average student test scores in math have been lower than they have been in reading. Reading scores sit more than a half grade below pre-pandemic levels. Math scores also lag, with many students over a full grade level behind. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A new draft report from state utility regulators projects that electricity demand in Wisconsin could increase by more than 40% by the year 2032. As Joe Schultz reports, that growth is driven by hyperscale data centers.
The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin released its draft strategic energy assessment last week. The report estimates that peak electricity demand in Wisconsin will grow from 14 gigawatts to more than 20 gigawatts by 2032. That's an increase of more than 40% over a six-year period. Nearly three-quarters of that growth is associated with data centers. Amy Berrio is with the nonprofit Clean Wisconsin. She's concerned about utilities investing in fossil fuels.
We're seeing this dirty energy either staying on the grid or being added to Wisconsin's grid, and that's going to harm communities all across the state.
Utilities say they'll be able to meet the spike with an all-of-the-above approach to energy generation. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, Wisconsin has a lot of farmland, and now one major city is hoping to turn dozens of acres of former farmland into housing. Stay with us.
There's a certain spirit about being a Wisconsinite.
On Wisconsin Weekend, we celebrate that by exploring the stories that make the state special.
And we meet people doing interesting things who don't always make it into the headlines.
Connect with your Wisconsin community on Wisconsin Weekend.
Saturday afternoon at 3 and Sunday morning at 10 on WPR News.
And finally, the city of Madison is hoping to turn the site of a former family farm into a multi-unit housing development. Sarah Lear has the details.
Madison's Common Council recently approved a deal allowing the city to purchase four parcels of land from the Starkweather Development Company for just over $4 million. Madison's Planning and Economic Development Director Matt Wachter says the city plans to use that east side property for a mix of market rate and subsidized housing. He says construction could start in 2027 and will likely include townhomes.
What we call missing middle housing types. So things that are bigger than a single family home, but not a full-on large apartment building.
The property in question was once part of the Voigt family farm. Starkweather Development purchased 60 acres from the family and is turning much of that land into housing. The projects have involved tax incentives from the city. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
I love that idea. Got some old farmland that's not being used anymore. You can turn it into housing for people to live. Seems kind of like a win-win. Let's get a quick check of your forecast in here before letting you go for the day. A little warmer today than yesterday, and a little more humid as well. High temperatures in the mid to upper 80s across the state. We could see a little light rain in northwestern Wisconsin to start the day, but the rest of the state will stay dry. Overnight, some rain in the northern half of Wisconsin. The south will stay dry with lows down into the 60s. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Really glad you could join us. Thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.